from the Standard Radio Studios in Montreal. Keeping you company is Holder Tonight with Peter Anthony Holder on News Talk 1010 CFRB in Toronto and CJAD 800 in Montreal.
Hello there, Peter Anthony Holder here with you on Montreal's News Talk leader CJAD 800 and News Talk 1010 CFRB Toronto. And coming up on the program a little later on, we'll be talking with Matt Hoyle, who is the author of Encounters with the Strange and Unexpected. Also in our next hour, John Stanley, who's an entertainment reporter and author, will be on to talk about his book and his career. The book was I Was a TV Horror Host. We have a double heaping helping of stuff from the CJAD CFRB stuff file. And we'll do some babbling with Brad a little later on the program. But right now, what happens in emergency rooms, you ask? Well, Rocky Lang is the author of Confessions of Emergency Room Doctors. It's a book published by Andrews McNeil Publishing, and he's on the line with us right now. Hi, Rocky. How are you?
Good evening, Peter. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for being on the program with us.
Well, I was in Toronto, and I was in Montreal as a kid, so I'm happy to sort of be there by telephone now.
What brought you to Montreal and Toronto as a kid?
Well, it was 1967, and my father, who was a producer at Universal, was doing a film that I believe was directed by a guy named Nardo Bercovici and starred Robert Wagner and a woman named Senta Berger.
Okay.
And I was there, and I think it was the year of the
Expo?
Expo.
Right.
And it was just a magnificent experience, and then I was back, and I was in Montreal in the mid-80s where I did a movie in Montreal called Breaking All the Rules for a company that was then called New World, which was after Roger Corman's New World of the horror movie fans and was taken over and re-put together back in the 80s.
You mentioned your dad. That would be Jennings Lang,
yeah,
right?
Jennings Lang.
Yeah. He produced quite a lot of things, but the things I remember the most, some of the great disaster or pictures, Earthquake.
In the airport movies.
And, yep.
You know, he was really known for that, but he made some wonderful small films. He did Slaughterhouse-Five, which Kurt Vonnegut, obviously, is a classic. And Play Misty for Me, where, you know, he gave Clint Eastwood his first job.
And, by the way, terrified everyone in radio.
Yes, that's true. Absolutely. Well, what was interesting is that movie, Play Misty for Me, was shot in Monterey, and my daughter just sang at the Monterey Jazz Festival, so it was sort of cool to sort of go back up there. And it was neat. But anyway, the book.
The book. And by the way, you also, we should mention, you're also a producer yourself.
I am a producer.
Producer, director, writer.
Yes, this was a sort of a lark. I mean, the introduction sort of says a little bit about how quirky I am, and that is I dedicate this to my wife, Heather, who keeps her 30-year-old tonsils in a jar in our living room. And that sort of sets it off. But, you know, I'm primarily my business is in the film and television business, and I have written 4 books, but this was something that I've been thinking about and accumulating for many years, and it came out of the idea as my first wife was an MD, and she also taught medical students, and people would come over to dinner, and I'd hear these incredible, ridiculous stories of emergency rooms, and I kept writing them down and keeping a journal of them, thinking that I would integrate them into my movies or my scripts because, you know, who could write the truth? I mean, where people were just the wildest things. And, you know, who could come up with this stuff? And so I started keeping it.
Right.
And eventually I had enough stories that there would be a book, and I started writing books, and my agents were saying, you know, what do you have? And I said, well, I have this crazy idea, and even make it crazier is my ex-wife remarried a guy named Eric Montero, who's also a doctor. He's a cardiothoracic surgeon, and we've all become great friends. And I asked Eric to contribute to the book, and he's my co-author. So I've written this book with my ex-wife's current husband. So along that with the tonsils in the living room, you can see sort of how nuts I am.
Yeah. I want to get back to the tonsils in the living room, by the way.
Okay.
At what age did your wife have her tonsils removed?
I think she must have been 7 because they're 30 years old and she's 37.
So she had them out as a kid.
That's right.
And she's kept them.
She's kept them. She's a wonderful woman, but she has a sort of a fixation with, you know, medical parts. Very interested in my stubbed nails. If I stub my toe and the nail turns black, very interested in when it's going to come off. Now, she's a very bright and talented woman, and yet she has these fixations, and then so you know it's sort of, it sort of plays into the sort of the weirdness of us all here.
Interesting. Okay.
Interesting. Yeah. Maybe I'm reviewing too much, Peter.
So you come up with this book, Confessions of Emergency Room Doctors. Can you share with us some of the stories held within?
I absolutely can talk to you about a couple of them. There are many stories. There are many anecdotal things in here. Let me think about one that there's one that sort of let me pull one out instead of trying to bring one back. Okay, well, this one is called Your Wife May Be Hazardous to Your Health. Okay, in Istanbul, a man was admitted to the ER with broken legs, a fractured pelvis, and severe burns to his genitals. As the story is told, his wife could kill a cockroach first by stamping on it, then by trying to flush it down the toilet, and then by spraying it with bug spray while it floated in the bowl. Her husband had to urinate and dropped his cigarette butt into the toilet, the fumes ignited, causing the fireball to erupt from the toilet and cause burns to his genitals. Paramedics were summoned, and while transporting him, dropped him down the stairs, breaking his legs and pelvis. So that is a story. That is definitely a story that is sort of typical. The book is also, it's also peppered with strange facts and things that have been heard in the hospital.
Hold on a second. You're missing the most important point here,
yes,
Rocky. Did the cockroach die?
The cockroach did not die. I think this cockroach moved to New York.
Okay.
So there are tons of stories. I mean, I don't know how risque I can go on your channel, but the stories can push the limits a little bit because people do very strange things.
You know, you can say almost anything in a clinical fashion. How about that? That's the boundary I'll give you.
Well, here's one that I was told this one, and I shook my head for a couple of days. Okay, in Florida, a man was admitted to the ER with lacerations on the tip of his penis.
Mm-hmm.
He was out of his mind and very upset. He claimed his wife had a rat in her privates and bit him during sex. Upon examining the woman, it was discovered that during a previous surgery, a surgical needle was left inside.
Ooh.
So this is what I've been told, and there are crazy stories about, I mean, without reading it from the book, that I recall that there was a doctor.
Before we go any further,
yeah.
Going back to that particular story,
okay.
I know the United States is a very litigious society.
Yes.
There had to have been a lawsuit over that one.
There might have been a lawsuit, but I never got there because once these stories had been told to me, I sort of didn't, look too far behind them to see what had happened afterward. That's probably for the book on lawyers.
Okay.
Aside from that, there are these, as I said, from medical records that says here, a doctor writing about a patient, it says, patient was discharged alive, but without permission. The patient will need a disposition, and therefore we will get back to Dr. Black to dispose of him. And you look at this and you think, excuse me, what did this guy say? This one, healthy, appearing decrepit, 69-year-old male, mentally alert but forgetful. And then the book is full of these stories from around the world. I mean, because outside of the stories, what had happened was I'd mainly gone to doctors and nurses and said, tell me the strangest story. And, I'm going back on this one. I said to this nurse, so tell me the strangest story that you ever heard. And she says, well, how to be the vine in the vagina.
The what?
The vine in the vagina.
The vine.
In the vagina.
Okay.
So I said, okay, what? Excuse me? So apparently what happened is this woman from Eastern Europe had come into the emergency room, and she said to this nurse, I have a vine in the vagina. And the nurse said to her, excuse me, I have a vine in the vagina. So she thought the woman was a little nuts.
Uh-huh.
So she put the woman in a room, and she called the doctor on call, who was this a very proper guy. She comes in, and the sheet's over the woman, and, he says, what's the matter? I've got the vine in the vagina. Okay, let's see. Pulls off the sheet, and sure enough, the Jolly Green Giant is, coming right out.
Mm-hmm.
And so he slides back hits the wall, and it turns out that in Eastern Europe, that for a prolapsed uterus, that the old country had said you put a potato up.
Okay.
And it sprouted, and she was embarrassed by it.
Okay.
And she didn't say anything about it until it became really painful, and finally she came into the emergency room. And the stories are obviously written a little bit better than I can articulate them, but you get the definitely get the idea here. And that's really what the book is about, except that I have this section of news around the world.
There's no amount of bikini wax that will take care of that situation.
No, but there is I suppose that's right.
We gotta take a quick break.
Yeah, sure.
I need a break from that.
Okay.
I just gotta digest that last story.
Okay.
Actually, that was the wrong word. We are talking with Rocky Lang, who is the author of Confessions of Emergency Room Doctors. The book, by the way, published by Andrews McMeel. This is Montreal's News Talk leader CJD 800 and News Talk 1010 CFRB Toronto.
Tonight continues with more interviews and great conversation to get you through the night on News Talk 1010 CFRB in Toronto and CJAD 800 in Montreal. Here's Peter Anthony Holder.
And we are talking with Rocky Lang, who is the author of Confessions of Emergency Room Doctors, here on CJAD and CFRB. You know, Rocky, we do a segment on this show called The Stuff File. And every day I look for stories, weird and wacky stories that are in the news. And each day I say to myself, I think I've seen the topper. And, of course, a week goes by and it's like, no, this is the topper. Was it like that when you were putting this book together? You're thinking, you know, okay, there can't be anything more outrageous than story X. And
well,
then story Y comes in.
Absolutely. And the thing that was funny is that my editor at Andrews McMeel, we'd finished the book, basically, and these stories kept coming in. I kept sending them to her, and she was like, enough already. And I said, no, but this is so funny. This is so crazy. So I have a file now, basically, you know, of the whole second book, that is ready to go if this one does anything. And I was glancing during the break at this one story that is very short, and I'll just read this real quickly if it's okay with you.
Sure, go ahead.
It says, a young female patient came to the ER with lower abdominal pain. She was given a pregnancy test anyway, and it came back positive. The patient was given the results and asked again if she was sexually active. To our surprise, she said, sexually active? No, sir, I just lay there. She was asked. Wait, it goes on. She was asked if she knew who the father was, and she said, "No, who?" So, So anyway, we had a blast. I just had a blast with this. It was really, you know, what was great about it is the movie business is so dependent upon other people saying yes because there is so much money at stake. And you know, it's constantly frustrating. I mean, I work years and years on projects trying to get them made, and this book was it was so much fun to do because it really was what made me laugh, what was funny, what was really crazy, and you know, and I could do it on my own time, and it was just completely enjoyable and liberating from the difficulty and the frustrations of the film business, which I still love, and I just finished a movie for Lifetime, and I'm starting a new movie in November, and I do that, and that's really where my passion is, but it's very, very frustrating.
Now, the cover of your book has an X-ray.
It is an X-ray.
With what looks like a rubber duck.
It is a rubber duck.
Story behind the cover?
Not much, just the brilliance and the creativity of Andrews McMeel, their art department. Actually, what was really funny is that the X-ray is actually backwards. The heart is on the wrong side.
Oh.
And we left that there because we thought, well, the book is so cockeyed. Why not have the cover all cockeyed too? And it's just sort of something that a doctor might pick up. But we saw it was there and we left it. But yeah, it was just there. It was there. You know, they sent it to me. It was the first idea, and I said, "Hey, I love it." Sorry, there's nothing more to that. But
you know, you're going to hear from people in the medical profession saying it's backwards now. You know that.
That's okay. But you know what? There is a story in the book. Speaking of the duck and the X-ray, there's a paramedic who told me a story that. You know, a guy came in with horrible abdominal pains, and when they stuck him up on the, put it up on the X-ray, he had a complete doorknob mechanism that had been inserted up his rectum, and was lodged up there. And he denied that anything had happened until the X-ray. He just said he had a stomach ache, and then sure enough, the whole thing was. But it wasn't just the doorknob; it was like the whole mechanism behind it. And you know, we have, you know, speaking of stories like that, we have a story where a cell phone was found, and it was ringing, you know, while they were doing the extraction. So you know, the things that people do to themselves are pretty outrageous and pretty crazy, and you know, those stories are pretty small. But I have a whole list of stories that couldn't make the book. Believe it. I'll just leave it at that. They belonged in the NC-17. You know, category.
Okay.
But they didn't. They did not make this book. But they are my private files.
Well, better that phone ringing than vibrating. That's.
Well, maybe it was. Maybe it was both. You know, you could have it on the vibrate and ring together.
That's,
the new ones do that.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. there's also, I guess the stories where people misinterpret what's being said to them. Wasn't there one where somebody asked at a nursing home, how long have you been bedridden?
Yes, that one. I know what you're talking about. I don't have it in front of me, but do you have it in front of you? Do you have that one, or are you just recalling it from memory?
Apparently, I think I have it here somewhere.
Yeah.
Apparently, it says your older patients often say very funny things.
Yeah.
One patient came into the ER from a nursing home, and while checking her out, the doctor asked, how long have you been bedridden? She laughed at me and said, oh, doctor, don't flatter me. It's been a very long time since I've done anything like that.
There's a very, very long time. I mean, that was really funny. There's one about breasts, too, where the doctor said something like, you know, take very big breaths. And she said something like, oh, well, they used to be. But, yeah, there's a ton of stuff like that. And then there are the lists that go on because the gallows humor, you know, of doctors. I mean, you know, Eric, who's my, you know, my co-writer, he's right now has been he's a transplant surgeon. So he's been, you know, going around the country basically procuring hearts for transplant. And, you know, so, you know, you're dealing with death. You know, some people, a person's dying and some person's living. And, you know, it's life and death all the time. And you know, there's the humor that goes on to these people can survive because, you know, when you get right down to it, I have to be honest, is I have great admiration for doctors. And when, you know, I was young, before I got into the film business, I always wanted to be a doctor. I've been fascinated with medicine. And, you know, I have just incredible admiration for what these guys do. And so so it's all been done with a, you know, sort of a wink and a nod and fun. But Eric, you know, has told me that many times that the stories that they tell and what they do in the hospital is really just the relief because of the pressure that they're under. So what we did is, you know, I compiled these sort of acronyms that, you know, doctors and nurses have passed on. And I mean, you know, you can have call someone like a GPO. Well, that's for the good parts only, as in save the good parts only.
Mm-hmm.
When someone dies, or an LOL is a little old lady. And I mean, I'm just pulling them out, but they have. They have tons and tons of, I mean, really, tons and tons of these acronyms that they can pass around that nobody knows except for them. And
now you're putting them all out there in a book.
I'm putting them all out there in a book. And I'm looking for looking for one that.
You got it?
Well, there's tons. I'm sorry for being silent. Okay, found face down in a ditch. Okay, that's a FFDID.
Uh-huh.
There's medical slang. Code yellow is a urination emergency. Crispy critter is a patient with severe burns.
Right.
Chocolate hostage is someone who's been constipated for a long time.
Oh, God. I think we'll end it on that note.
Okay. All right.
The book is called Confessions of Emergency Room Doctors. It's written by Rocky Lang, also with some help by his ex-wife's husband, Dr. Eric Montoro. There's a book right there, by the way.
There is a book. And my current movie is written by my current wife's ex-husband. There you go.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's what I'm reading today.
Wow, this is like Bob Carroll, Ted and Alice time.
That's right. There you go.
And by the way, the current movie you're working on?
It's Racing for Time, starring Charles Dutton, will be on Lifetime Television and probably in February.
Okay. I thank you very, very much for talking with us on the program.
Thank you so much.
Again, the book is called Confessions of Emergency Room Doctors, written by Rocky Lang, published by Andrews McMeel Publishing. This is Montreal's News Talk leader, CJD 800 and News Talk 1010, CFRB, Toronto.